Well, thank you for that introduction, and welcome to another edition of Green Fleet Radio. Today, our guest is Mr. Mike Bastuck, Director of Bus Business for Cummins Sales and Services East Region. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carl.
So, Mike, remind our listeners, what is Cummins and what do you do?
So I think most people think of Cummins, they think of diesel engine manufacturer. Mm-hmm. We've been around for a lot of years, but we're also the leader in natural gas and electric and hybrid technologies. So we don't actually make the vehicle. We supply the power. So people deal with us every day. They see Ram pickup trucks, semi-trucks, school buses, city buses.
Absolutely.
And we're powering those vehicles. Mm-hmm. So I always tell people they're interacting and around our product all the time. They just don't know it.
Sure, sure. So I know you're an Indiana-based company with a history that spans more than a century. Can you give us a little historic information on Cummins?
Yep. So next year, we're pretty excited, is it's our 100th year anniversary.
Mike, you don't even look that old.
I know. And it's a really interesting background, and I encourage people to go read the history of Cummins. So it was started with an inventor and a tinker named Clussy Cummins, and he was actually the chauffeur for the Irwin family. They were the banking family down in Columbus, Indiana, where we were headquartered. And it was this unlikely partnership of kind of the brains and the money that started the company.
Wow.
And now we've grown to almost 60,000 people worldwide. We have about 12,000 people in Indiana.
That's amazing. No, that's wonderful. So Cummins has come a long way from its founding. And so what are some of the sustainable technologies that Cummins is now involved with?
So again, most of us know us as a diesel engine manufacturer.
Sure.
And again, we've been committed to reducing emissions levels on diesel engines with our clean diesel product. They're about 99% reduced compared to a few years ago. As well as we also make natural gas engines.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited. We got a 9-liter and a 12-liter product that are actually at near zero levels.
It's amazing.
So.
No, it's exciting. And so I understand Cummins recently committed to more electric and hybrid technology in the portfolio. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, it's definitely the talk of the town right now is electric. The show you and I were at last week, it was definitely the hot topic. So we've actually been working on electric and hybrid technologies for a number of years. But we did announce last year that we are moving into releasing a electric powertrain in 2019. We've done a number of acquisitions and strategic partnerships. And so what we're initially focusing on is the urban and regional market. So it'll be focused specifically on transit bus. So we announced a partnership with Gillig that we will be powering their new electric bus that's coming out in 2019. So we'll have options for a full battery electric or a plug-in range extended hybrid.
Wow. I mean, you know, the technology is changing on a daily basis.
Exactly.
So it's just amazing.
Exactly.
So you're listening to Green Fleet Radio. Today, our guest is Mr. Mike Bastuck. He's the Director of Bus Business for Cummins Sales and Services East Region. So, Mike, you know, I know one of the hottest topics in the emissions world now is the Volkswagen mitigation settlement. So, we at South Shore Clean Cities recently partnered with IDEM and the Indiana Department of Environmental Management for a series of workshops across the state on this topic. So can you tell us about the VW mitigation settlement and what it means to the general public?
Okay. So in 2015, VW admitted to violating the Clean Air Act with their diesel-powered passenger cars. And as part of this, they set up a $2.9 billion trust fund that the states and Native American tribes can use to reduce emissions levels. So each state was given an allotment based on the number of diesel Volkswagen vehicles in their state. So for Indiana, it's 41 million.
Mm-hmm.
For Illinois, it's 108 million, again, based on the number of vehicles. And then the EPA basically set up some rough guidelines of where they could spend the money, but basically left it up to each state to determine where they're going to do this. So again, it could be used to reduce emissions in heavy-duty trucks, medium-duty trucks, buses, rail, locomotive applications. So again, it's a large amount of money that could be used.
So I know that Cummins is going to participate in a lot of these opportunities, not only here in Indiana, but throughout the United States. So we're excited, hopefully, to be able to partner with you and promote some of the technologies that you're promoting here.
Right.
So how are each of these states using some of this funding? Maybe you can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, the EPA set up some rough guidelines and buckets of where the money could be spent, but basically each state is coming up with their own plan, and we've seen each state basically do something different. Again, the main focus is reducing NOx levels, so you can do that a couple different ways. You can take an existing vehicle and put a newer emissions level engine in it and clean up the NOx level, or you can just replace the whole vehicle with a newer vehicle and newer engine. And again, each state goes through a process. They have to draft a plan. They usually go out for public comment. They have public meetings.
Sure.
And then they finalize that plan, and then it goes out for where you can actually request the money. So
sure.
We have a couple of states. Ohio just actually did a recently did one where they've actually gone through the grant process. So expect Indiana to be going pretty soon too.
Yeah, and it's you know, I don't know that they just had closed public comments at the end of September for Indiana's plan, you know, looking forward to hearing how that's going to progress in our great state here in the Hoosier State. So, so how can our listeners learn more about Cummins?
So again, the main site I would guide people to is salesandservice.cummins.com, which will help you locate your closest sales and service location. Whether it's selling the engines or actually getting your diesel-powered, natural gas-powered vehicle repaired. You can also check out Cummins.com. We also do social media through Facebook and Twitter.
No, a lot of great stuff. And any closing thoughts as we come to the end of our program, Mike?
I think, again, right now there's a lot of opportunity with Volkswagen. I would encourage the listeners to understand what each state is doing, to get involved, attend the meetings, submit comments.
Well, you know, we're just very proud of all the accomplishment that Cummins has. We're glad you're one of our stakeholders, and we look forward to working with you on many of these projects moving forward. So, and that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Mike Bastuck. He's the Director of Business, Bus Business for Cummins Sales and Services East Region. And I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.